Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will speak today for the first time since the Israeli airstrike that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Israel's military says it was a tragic mistake amid the fog of war. Muslim Americans remain upset with President Biden over his response to the Israel-Hamas war.
The president's plans for an iftar dinner this week were scaled back when invited Muslim American leaders refused to attend. A meeting was scheduled instead to hear from the Arab community. One of the attendees was Dr. Thayer Ahmad, a Palestinian-American ER doctor. He told CNN that he walked out of the meeting with President Biden and Vice President Harris after telling them what he witnessed while treating hospital patients in Gaza. Greg Clugston, The White House.
New Wall Street Journal poll shows former President Trump leading Mr. Biden from 2 to 8 percentage points among voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Arizona, as well as in Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina. The only maritime shipping terminal operating in the Port of Baltimore is preparing to process an influx of ships as crews continue clearing the mangled wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
We have opened 2 temporary channels that can and are focusing on supporting commercial traffic.
It's those temporary channels that will allow commercial vessels to get around the bridge debris that's blocking the port's main channel. An early spring nor'easter hammering the northeast with heavy snow, rain, and high winds. Some northern reaches expected to get up to 2 feet of snow. More than 680,000 homes and businesses were without power this morning from West Virginia to Maine. Police say a falling tree in a New York City suburb killed a woman in Westchester County late yesterday afternoon. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 166 points, NASDAQ ahead 138. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Oh, honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount.
This game's Gear News Flash powered by Best Mattress. Don't sell mattresses, they don't. They sell a better tomorrow. NB Energy promising to lower your electric bill by the end of the year. In an email to ratepayers, company CEO Doug Cannon said customers should see the decrease due to lower natural gas prices. He said electric bills here in Southern Nevada should be about 15% lower when compared to the same time last year. NB Energy officials say the 15% decrease could mean the average bill would drop by about $30 a month. Prices began to drop at the start of April as part of NB Energy's quarterly adjustments, but Cannon warned your bill could increase again this coming summer and the increase in demand for air conditioning when the heat goes up. Clark County getting serious about building a second airport. By early summer, county officials are hoping to hire a consultant to draft an environmental report on the 6,000 acres targeted between Gene and Prim for that facility that would relieve increasing air traffic at Harry Reid International Airport. County officials say the airport would not open, though, until 2037 at the earliest. Reid International served a record 57.6 million passengers last year, easily beating the previous record of 52.6 million that was hit in 2022. The airport is currently the 5th busiest in the world in aircraft takeoffs and landings, 12th busiest when it comes to passenger volume. A Henderson chef is a finalist for the 2024 James Beard Awards. Congratulations to Steve Kessler of Aroma Latin American Cochina. He's a finalist in the Best Chef Southwest category. Kessler opened Aroma back in October of 2021. The menu highlights Latin American comfort food. The awards to be given out on June 10th. Take AM670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Really not too bad of shape on our freeways right now. No accidents actually on the highways, though in the southwest, a new one coming off the Beltway. Northbound 215 on the Russell Road off-ramp. Been cleared of a wreck, and also on the west side streets, northwest really, intersection of Durango and Vegas Drive has been cleared of an injury accident. Vegas Drive and Durango all clear though on I-15 and 95 right now. Got a wind advisory in effect this afternoon. We could see gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Afternoon highs going to the 70s again, upper 70s. It is 59 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it right, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is hour number three, live and local for a Thursday, April 4th. Good to have you with us. Always good to have him on. It's been a while since he's been on the program. Dan Schwartz, the former state treasurer and now a candidate for Congress in Congressional District 3, wanting to unseat Susie Lee. Dan Schwartz, it's been a while. How you been?
Thanks, Kevin. It's always great to talk with you and always great to be back. We're working hard on the campaign, and I know you have some questions, and I'm here to answer them.
Well, one of the things that I always ask people who have come to Nevada and become successful, you, of course, have become very successful both in business and in government, and that is how you got to come to Las Vegas. How did you figure out that Nevada was the place to be?
Kevin, the story is sad but true. I was in California. I was on the peninsula, and I looked around, and I saw I was surrounded by Democrats. And I said, this isn't going to work. So I literally got in the car and drove east. I like Nevada. I like the West. I like the financial situation here. I came over in 2010, 2011. It was still the bottom of the real estate market. It worked out well. I also like the fact that Nevada gave Republicans a chance. So got in the car, packed the belongings, and settled in.
I'm curious what you learned. The one thing I do know about you from your early history is you spent time in the U.S. military. What did you learn from that experience?
I learned a lot, Kevin. In fact, for those of you who are going to be in Chicago May 17th to 19th, the 85th USA Artillery Detachment attached to USAR is having its 50th reunion. We all got out in 74. So a lot of good buddies. But what I really learned, Kevin, is I met people who I didn't even know existed. And that goes all the way from I went in as a slit sleeve, which is a private E1, came out as a Spec 4, but learned a lot about people, learned a lot about Pershing missiles. It was a Pershing missile base, and on occasion got to see a little bit of Europe. So it was a very worthwhile and memorable experience.
Again, Dan Schwartz joining us, the candidate for Congress in CD3. Your experience as and I followed it closely as a state treasurer. That was another learning experience in your lifetime. Can you talk a little bit about what that was like?
Sure. First of all, we had a very successful tenure. Last man standing on ESAs, which are education savings accounts. Two is I oppose the commerce tax. There's people have said to me, Dan, you wanted to do something with taxes. They're not quite sure. And I said, yeah, I opposed higher taxes. And the commerce tax is a terrible tax. It's a tax on gross revenue, not income. And then finally, Faraday Future, which was a $350 million scam. The guy who was promoting it was really had no money. And sadly, it ended imploding, which is what I had said, but it took a year or so for the administration to figure it out. I also learned a little bit about politics and politics in Nevada, but that's another subject for another time.
Again, joining us, Dan Schwartz, the candidate for Congress in CD3. I'm curious about your experience with school choice. Do you think we will ever achieve school choice in the state of Nevada in the near future or maybe long term?
Kellen, that is my greatest disappointment for my term in office. We were delegated by the legislature to lead the charge on school choice. We held three hearings on it, and we came within one vote of getting it passed. What I can say is I haven't given up yet. I have four planks to the platform that I want to do what I can in Washington. One is term limits. Two is national service, both either in the military or non-military. Three is securing the border. I want to close the border and start over. And then jobs and taxes. We need to make the tax system, the federal tax system, more supportive of the middle class. But my fifth plank is education. And I believe that the federal government can certainly help. It's a state issue. I want to work with the Republicans, who I hope will maybe, as we did in 2014, get a majority in both the Assembly and the Senate. And really bring this to Nevada. To your question, whether we'll ever have it, I haven't given up yet. I want to get elected. I want to work with the elected representatives here in Nevada and see what we can do.
Dan, let me ask you, as far as securing the border, we have seen the really millions of illegals coming across our border. Is it something we can fix? Is it something that the next Congress can fix?
Kevin, we can do anything we want, and that's the real sad part. We have a Congress that just is dysfunctional, and sadly, the Republican majority is now down to one. I really want to get in there, and I'm going to push for things. I pushed for things when I was state treasurer. It didn't always work, but I am a fighter, and the record shows that. I think we've got to close the border. No visas to anyone, you know, maybe a few emergency situations, and redo our immigration system. It really has not been looked at in any depth in over 50 years. There's a lot of serious issues. The question of parole, which Joe Biden has used to basically allow a lot of people in who shouldn't be here. The issue of who gets the visas. There's the H-1B visas. Do we let Harvard PhDs in, or do we let family members in, or do we let both of them in? Security on the border. We've all seen the pictures of the police and the border guards being overrun by just thousands of people. It's a broken system, and it needs to be repaired, and it needs to be repaired from day one.
You mentioned a broken system. There is nothing more broken than the dysfunction we have in our Congress. 535 members, both sides of the aisle. Will term limits help fix what is wrong with our system of government, at least in Washington?
That reminds me, I have a book called Fire Bell in the Night, which is the principles of our government. And one of the great quotes in there is from William Penn, and that is, governments like clocks go from the motion men give them. And obviously this was written 230 years ago or more. But we, our most serious issue in this country is leadership, and it's across the government. I don't know how you fix it. I don't know how you totally can repair it. But I think term limits are a good start. One of the issues that we have now is we have all these people, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein, I can name a few Republicans, and they've just been there too long. Senator McConnell's a great leader, but he needs to retire. He needs to become a counselor. He needs to let new minds and fresh blood come in there. Our Supreme Court is accountable to no one. They're great people. They have great minds. But at the end of the day, you can't leave government officials in who are accountable to no one. And when the framers wrote the Constitution, they looked out at the hall. They saw Thomas Jefferson. Actually, Jefferson wasn't there, but George Washington, James Madison, Witherspoon, they were all there. These were all great men. And I'm not going to cast judgment, but what have we replaced them with? And I think that we as Americans really need to take our government more seriously. We need to take it more seriously in terms of the people we elect, and we need to keep them accountable. So, no, it's not a silver bullet, but I think it's a start.
I want to ask you about something that I've been amazed we don't already have. It's been tried and it's been successful in Israel, and that is the national service of every young person has to go through some kind of national service. Can you talk a little bit about what you view as national service and how it would work here in America?
Sure, Kevin. That actually is one of our four planks: national service, term limits, a more fair tax system, and immigration. I served in the military. I was there for 2 years. I was on a Pershing missile base in Germany, and you asked me the question earlier. I learned a lot. I think all too many Americans think that we have rights. They don't want to be told what to do. They think it's a communist system. That's not true. We have rights. We also have responsibilities. And I think one way to fulfill those responsibilities, we get a lot from our government. This is a great country that does a lot for us, is to give at least 2 years of service back to this country. It can be in the military, and actually national service would really help the DOD, the Department of Defense, meet its recruitment goals. But you can do other things. You can join the Peace Corps. You can join Teach for America. You could become a forest ranger. There are a lot of things that you can do where you will meet your fellow Americans and serve the country. You know, certainly defending it if you're in the military, otherwise performing non-military service. I think it's critical. I think one of the reasons that for the cohesiveness in Israel, and Israel is a democracy, make no doubt about it, is that the Israeli citizens have all served. And there is a belief. They've met people that they didn't even know existed. And there's a cohesiveness there that does not exist in our country. And I think national service, be it through the military or through non-military service, would go to great lengths to repair that.
Again, Dan Schwartz joining us, a candidate for Congress in CD3. The question I always get asked about, regardless of the office that we're talking about, whether it's dog catcher or right up to Congress and U.S. senators, and that is, do you support the America First policies of Donald J. Trump? What about it?
I may have set a record, but I endorsed President Trump the second day within 48 hours of my announcing my candidacy. I think that President Trump, what does he stand for? He stands for reversing this almost close to 100 years of the welfare state. He tends to be a little critical a lot around the edges, but I love his policies. I think he understands, you know, the true values of this country, and I support him. I think that we have a tough election ahead of us, but I'm sure hoping that he will be the 47th president of the United States.
And even though we've got a primary coming up on June 11th, May 25th for the start of early voting, you got to keep the eye on the prize, and the eye on the prize is getting rid of Susie Lee. Why is Susie Lee so vulnerable?
Susie Lee is a paper pusher. She's had no ideas, no vision for this country. The only reason she's been elected is because we, the Republicans, have put up candidates who cannot beat her. And I can beat her. I have the experience. I have the financing. And I have the vision. Susie obviously has the financing from the Democrat Party. I believe I will. As I said, I've pledged and have already put in $800,000 to finance the campaign. I've promised $1 million. I have the experience both as state treasurer. I was state finance chairman. I was in the military, and I built a successful business. So Susie has done none of that. As I said, all she does, she goes to campaign events. She gives out diplomas and certificates. She, you know, gives people hugs and kisses, all important. But she should not be our representative in Congress, and I aim to fix that.
One of the things I love is where candidates actually make fun for fundraising, and you're doing that. In fact, you have an event today?
Yes, we do. Thank you for mentioning it. We have two events. One is today. We're at Parkway Grill in Summerlin, Drinks with Dan, and no one's going to get drunk. I've talked to the organizer who's ordering water and iced tea, but you can order a drink. We'll be keeping a close eye on that. And then we have a big event at the Bagel Cafe next Friday morning, coffee, bagels, and lox, which I, of course, love, which is why we're doing it. Bagel Cafe is a great place. But if you can get yourself up at 8 and you got until 10:30 to get there, would love to talk with you, and we'll feed you at the same time.
Give me your sense of the campaign. I know we are all looking to May 25th, the start of early voting, and the June 11th primary. Can you give me a sense? I know you talk with a lot of voters. Give me your sense of where this campaign is right now.
Sure. We're actually doing a poll this week, so if you asked me next week, I could give you a better answer. I'm not sure I would give it to you, but I would have a better sense of where we stand. But I feel good about it. We've gotten a good response. I've been to a number of events. I think we're addressing the issues that people are concerned about. I think we've also put into play some other issues, for example, term limits and national service taxes that people don't normally talk about. But I think are really important. So I'm feeling good about it. You know, never count the votes until the votes are in. And we're not letting up. We've got a great program for social media. We're knocking on doors. We've got some good, great gifts for people, some swag, as they call it. So we're in it to win it. And I'm at the moment feeling good about it.
If folks want to reach out to your campaign, if they want to help you, what do you need and how can they reach you?
Thanks. Our website, and there's a great video on there, is danfornevada.com, danfornevada.com. And that's four is F-O-R. You can email us. I'm dan@danfornevada.com. And come to our events. Come tonight to the Parkway Grill. Have a drink. Ask me any question you want. You'll get, I hope, a good answer. Not hope, you will get a good answer. Come next week to the Bagel Cafe on Friday morning, 8 to 10:30. and kick the tires. As I say, I think you've got myself, someone with experience, someone with the financial muscle to run for Congress, and I've served the country, both as in the Army, both as state treasurer, and now I want to do it as your congressman.
Dan Schwartz, always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend. Safe travels, and we will talk again soon, I hope.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. It's always a pleasure to be here, and stay well.
Dan Schwartz joining us. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
The Generation Z move toward trade jobs and trade school and how it makes a lot of sense. We'll talk to Mike Rowe about it on Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. Located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association.